Welcome to The Staggering Truth. I'm your host, Burton Staggs. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the very open and active investigation into the double murder of two men from Greenfield, Tennessee. On January 25th, Zach Grooms, Chance Black, and another friend were doing what they love to do, hunting on Realfoot Lake in Obion County. About 10 a.m., shots rang out. The two men were mortally wounded. This podcast is going to be slightly different than any podcast I've ever done. First, this murder is more unique than any I've ever dealt with or covered. The words you're about to hear are my rendition, or me voicing the words and the statements of District Attorney Tommy Thomas. Also, I will basically be voicing an amazing article that seems to explain this unique situation more than any that I have read or that I could even write. It was written by Sabrina Bates and appeared in the local paper, the Dresden Enterprise. This case is so unique that I think that this article does it better than anything I could do. Double homicide of two young Greenfield men at Realfoot Lake in Obion County Monday morning are described as out of the ordinary by 27th Judicial District Attorney General Tommy Thomas. Nothing is ordinary about this case, but I'm going to try my best to get you all the truth out there as we know it, Thomas said Thursday morning, adding, ethically, they do not intend to have this case tried in the press. Ultimately, Thomas wants to squash rumors and garbage circulating about the incident and those involved in the case. Wednesday afternoon, Thomas met with about 20 members of various law enforcement agencies as they provided updates, witnesses' accounts, and further physical evidence at the scene as investigators pieced together what happened on the waters that morning that led ultimately to the deaths of Zachary Grooms, age 25, and Chance Black, age 26. Both young men were from Greenfield, Tennessee. The victims were shot in a duck blind on Realfoot Lake near the Walnut Log area on Monday around 11 a.m. Thomas requested the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation special agents to take the lead in the investigation. By around 10 p.m. Monday evening, the TBI issued a statewide alert seeking the whereabouts of a person of interest, David Vowell, age 70, of Martin. By 4 p.m. Tuesday, the TBI issued arrest warrants for first-degree murder charges against Vowell in the shooting incident. Preliminary information from the District Attorney General's office gave an account of the events that potentially transpired the morning of the shooting at the scene. Grooms Black and their friend Jeff Crabtree, who is age 58, were in the duck blind Monday morning when they were approached by Val asking if he could hunt with them. While in the blind, the three men, Val reportedly shot Grooms in the chest. While Black was attempting to help his friend, Val stuck the gun in Black's side and shot him. Crabtree, who is now the main witness in the investigation, intervened, got his friends into the boat, struck Val in the head with a gun. Eventually, Crabtree pushed Val into the waist-deep water. As Crabtree was leaving the blind area in the boat with the two gunshot victims, he told investigators he looked back and saw Val up and headed to the bank. An investigation of the scene resulted in the discovery of a spent shotgun shell jammed in the duck blind. Footprints on the bank were also consistent with Crabtree's account. Thomas said while no motive has yet to be determined, it appears Val is suffering from dementia. The DA said it is his understanding that Val duck hunts daily during the season. As for speculation that Crabtree is a suspect, Thomas said there is no scenario implicating him in the shooting incident. The DA said Crabtree was friends with the victims, his actions trying to get them help, and little time he had to get them out of the water led him to be convinced that Val is the suspect and only a suspect. Thomas added physical evidence and further facts in the case will show Val shot and killed the two victims. Law enforcement agencies are combing the wilderness around Reelfoot Lake for Val. High waters and heavy rainfall have hindered the search efforts. Thomas said investigators have found nothing linking Val to receiving any help in the area. Val's vehicle was towed from the scene Monday, and his boat was located about 200 yards from the blind on Tuesday. Thomas said he plans to issue a press release into the incident in the coming days to quell any more conspiracies, rumors, or further speculation. We have one survivor who is a hero being accused of triple murder. I want to get the truth out there, Thomas said. Autopsies of the bodies concluded Wednesday in Nashville. Funeral arrangements are incomplete at this time. The victims were both graduates of Greenfield High School. Black is the son of Weakley County Department Chief Deputy Mark Black and was a gun department manager at Final Flight Outfitters between Martin and Union City. The business posted the following on its Facebook page on Monday. We lost a member of our team today, Chance Black. He was shot and killed along with his friend while duck hunting on the Reelfoot Lake. Chance was a full-time manager in our gun department, and what an honor it has been for us to have him on our team. We ask for prayers for Chance's family, friends, others involved as we navigate the impact of their deaths. Death is certain, and so is our hope in Jesus, who gives peace that passes all understanding in these times in loss and hurt. A memorial account has been set up at Greenfield Banking Company for the two families. The suspected shooter, Val, was a retired Martin business owner. Numerous law enforcement agencies are assisting in searching for Val, including the U.S. Marshals Service. Anyone with any information about the whereabouts or anyone who knew was near that area are asked to call local law enforcement or the TBI at 1-800-TBI-FIND. This is unusual for me. This is an article written by the Dresden, Tennessee Enterprise, and it is absolutely fabulously written. So I wanted to read this into my podcast. It is written by an amazing writer by the name of Sabrina Bates. And I want you, all my listeners, to understand that local media is still the backbone of this country. So please, when given the opportunity, support your local media and the advertisers. Thanks for listening to The Staggering Truth. As I've told you, this episode of The Staggering Truth is different than any I've ever done. This is one of the most unique cases I've ever done. I want you to keep in mind that there are many conspiracy theories out there. But as District Attorney Tommy Thomas has told us, there is nothing that points to Mr. Jeff Crabtree as a suspect. This episode is recorded about 24 hours after that article was written. Nothing is new. A few moments before I went to record, I spoke with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. They say the search is active and ongoing, that they are joined by the U.S. Marshals Service, the Tennessee Highway Patrol, multiple fire departments, and they are searching by land, by boat, and on the ground for Mr. Val. I hope you enjoyed this version of The Staggering Truth, and I hope we have cleared up some of the rumors.